Simmons on the base. Mitchell is Dixie Krishna. Apple Vision Mitchell Adaki Brace and Sell, Korab with Dixie Behem Yosa. Even if somebody wasn't Adaki, says Mishnah Brurah, Aina initially history of Himis Vavis. Shibavadla Yosa. If you miss out one letter, you're not Yitzi, you're Chim Krishna. Elo, Aval Indian, like Dixie Krishna, like Nothan Revach Ben Azbekin. You said Bechol of Avachot together, like Nothan Revach Ben Azbekin. In fact, your Misha, it was they, then you left out a letter. If you said B'chol Levavkot together, and you didn't say B'chol Levavkot, you only said one Lamed. How can it be Yitzin? So Moshe wants to be Mechadosh, Chelekei, Semendalet. He wants to be Mechadosh, that in economy, you tackle off that letter, but Yitzin anyhow. Why? We bought that the way that people speak. So Memela, that becomes a Lashon. And Memela, Kriyash Manuk is B'chol Lashon. You can be Yitzin, even though that's not, that's a Lashon. What? You think Shad in the Shechonach. That's the process of Moshe Shad in the Shechonach. Leidikki Behem means Leidikki is a Basta that, but he says another pshat, there's someone hay over there, he says another pshat, once a time now that in Echanu, it's not the pshat that you didn't leave out any letters, Mestam or Taylor, you didn't read it so fast that you left that letter. But in Echanami, Kokam, that you know that you left that letter, you're not going to be able to. That's the pashat, Mashmoy, the Mishnah Brewer, he says it's not that you left out any letters, rather, Leibir Asamev Menabe. That's what he means, because Nainu, Leibitik means Leibitik Lefarshinacha, like Rashi says. You didn't enunciate every single letter. But Zichri, you said it. You didn't leave out any letters. That's what Rishayta says that also in the Chedushim. In the Chedushim, Rishayta says that's part of the Gemara. Leidik Dibayt Yisrael doesn't mean that you didn't leave out any letters. You left out a letter, you're not Yisrael. It means, Leidik Tik Lefar Shem Yochum. Kol Kama in the Chanam, you left out even one letter, you're not going to be Yisrael Yochum with Krishma. Siv Beid, Yachal Yisrael 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 A great chiddush. The Rebbe wants to tell you that even though Kriyas Shema Nikras b'chol lashon, but it's only in a lashon that they speak in that medina. And Mimela, if only you and a few other people, or even a number amount of people of her speak it, but it's not the lashon of the medina, you're not going to be yitzah. What's a raya? A raya from Chachar Fasi. Somebody says a raya from Chachar Fasi. The din is that it's only kiddushin in Yehuda, where they call Harufasi Aruta Harufo, but anywhere else it's not considered Kedushin. Hagam, that is Hu Vehi Mechabit Lashem Kedushin. And Kedushin is done in B'chol Lashon. So you have everything that you need. He knows that it's for Kedushin, she knows that it's for Kedushin, and Kedushin is done in B'chol Lashon. So why shouldn't it be next to a good Kedushin? LMI is up there because Kedushin is Hagam, that Kedushin is Nemar B'chol Lashon, that's Dafka in a place where they speak that language. In Yehuda, they say Arusa as Harufa. But anywhere else, where they don't call Arusa, say Harufa. And they're not going to be Yitzchak. Rav Hutner, in the Sefer Teres HaNozer, in Siman Aleph, he says that it's Maduk in the Rambam, that it's Kinuy Nedarim, or only, you're only Nesh of HaNozer, for Naziris. He says, in places where people speak, they're a lashon of yodim. I know people that don't speak clearly. They say paziach, meziach, all these different things that they say. But Malkam Nazir says if you go to a certain place that they speak like that, and you say that in the Chanami, you're considered a nazir. But the Charem Aduik anywhere else, you're not going to be a nazir. Hagam that nazir is b'chol lashon, and you can say it in any language, in any different country that you are, you're yitzir. Says Rav Hutner, is doing that the only reason that something like this doesn't work is because it's not be'etzem lashon. It's something. It's the way that the people of that specific city talk. They can't talk straight. They don't enunciate the letters properly. They don't speak properly. So Mamela, only where they speak like that, you consider another. And the same thing Lachari says is for Harufasi. Harufasi is only, that's not a way of speaking. It's not a way of saying Arusa. In Yehuda, they used to call an Arusa Harufa. But in Echanami, something which is a lashon gomer. You speak French when you're in America. You speak Portuguese when you're in China. It doesn't make a difference. Kokam, that it's a recognized language. It works for her in any place. Even though no one speaks it over here, because Lamais is the language. Yeah. So he asked him Chaim Reiser. He asked him Lachar Asher. He says, this is on his way. He's leaving from Vilna to Radin. He went to Chaim Reiser before he left. And he asked this to Chaim Reiser. Chaim Reiser was not the same. He says, when you go to Radin, go ask the Chavetz Chaim. So I went to Radin and he asked the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim told him, he says, he writes down the words. He says, B'shach Merhavim Geshribin, Havim good Dukkit. When we learned it, we went through it very well. In other words, 100%, I don't have this for you now. I think from the Cheshbon, it comes out, I think it was the year before he was Nifter, the whole time Nifter is 100 years old. Didn't remember exactly when he learned it. He didn't have the Teretz for him, but he says, in the Chalami, when I learned it, it was very close that this was the halacha come down. Come to the Gresa Kiddush, because the Russians that come to America, the Russians that come to Israel, and Baal Teshuva, they don't know the first thing, and you want to teach them to say Kriya Shema in Russian, or to say Kriya Shema in or any other brachas, like Berach HaMazon, these different things in Russian, it's not going to work. It happens to be that that's what the Rosh Hashanah says. The Rosh Hashanah says the only way you can learn Kriya Shema is Moshe Makhidish. Since for the problem that the Berach HaMazon said, that we don't know, we can't touch all the different things. We can't touch the Vishinantam and these different things. The Chofetz Chaim L'Chor was not Maskim.
No.
No. Chaim Moiz was Maskim. Chaim Moiz was Maskim. He says the years of time. He didn't have his hair.
He says,
doesn't remember exactly. So I asked Rebecca, what's Lamaisa? What do people do Lamaisa? You can look it up in the Sefer Zikaron. When they write down Lamaisa, Sefer Zikaron on the Pachad Yitzchak, Simen Chof Tef, bring it down. So, on the top shelf tonight. Kitzer. Lamaisa, I asked Rebecca, he says that the Rebbe says that as long as they speak that language, it doesn't have to be that it's mamish, the spoken language of the town. For example, you have in Bayit Vagan, you have hundreds of thousands of French speaking. In Shalim, you can speak it. Agam, that's not the spoken language. People don't speak French here. People don't speak Russian here. But since it's also, there's enough people speaking that language, which is a big swath of people speaking that language, that's enough. If you're going to go to China and start speaking Portuguese, in Shalim, you can sign that that's not going to work. Well, come what you have, there's plenty of Russians in New York City, and there's plenty of French in there, and so on. In Shalim, that would be enough. Well, come. Depends where he is. No. In the middle, in economics, he moves to Montana or someplace, wherever it is, if there's no Russians, it's her or not. You have to teach him to say, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. In economics, I mean, this is a kula from the Bir Aracha. The Bir Aracha is saying that you're not going to get it even when there's other people there. Come on, that's not the Russian Medina. That's what it comes out. In the next halacha says, Sif Gimel, Tarech Lashmila Azlim Hashem Waiti Mipiv. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Raizen that Midaraisa, it's a Din Lechatchila. Generally, we don't have a problem between Lechatchila and Midiyavet by the Raizen. The Raizen says that over here we do. And Lechatchila Midaraisa, Yemechiv Lashmila Azlim. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sif Kani, it says, Bekriyashma, Bua Din Rebir Chesel. Okay, look, I'm on Rejvav Sif Gimel. He looks at Rejvav Sif Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mephurish, he says, not just a Din in Tarech Lashmi La'azam is not just a din in Kriya Shema, it's a din in all brachas. When you say Shachani Mizvari, the din is Lechatzir, you have to be Mashmi La'azam. And it says the Lachas brought down the first when you get the Bidr of the Muslim, and Mishnah Berurah thing also when you get it, it's all brachas. Every bracha Lechatzir is a din, Lechatzir is Mashmi La'azam. Which means not just specifically in Kriya Shema, it's anything. So if it happens to be a very good Isra, because then you'll remember if you said the bracha of the Chalal, very many people they don't remember whether they say the bracha. Some of it's good Isra. It happens to be Lechatzir that you're Mechuyiv to do. I don't think that the din of the Raivi that he says it's a daraisa lechatchila. I think for her that only applies to Shema, which the Raivi says because it says Shema. Tarech Lashmi La'oznov is learned out of Shema. So for her it's only din when he gets the Shema lechatchila midaraisa. But zichu midarabana lechatchila by all brachas a person is supposed to be Mashmi La'oznov. Now when he gets the din of Mashmi La'oznov, the Kaf HaChaim we mentioned this last week, the Kaf HaChaim declares what's going to be the din? You buy a chasana and the band is playing loud and they're about to daven ma'ariv. Do you have to scream Shema so you can hear yourself? Or is it enough to say Shema loud enough that you generally would be able to hear yourself and you're not in by a chasana? So I thought L'chor is telling him the din, why did the person have to be Mashmi La'oznov b'chlal? Is it a din? What's the chasaron if somebody's not Mashmi? Is it that a person has to be Mashmi La'oznov, it's a din in the dibur? For it to be Nechshav and Amiro, a person has to be Mashmi La'oznov. Madur the Tan of the Miri, he says, if a person is not Mashmi La'oznov, Avili Kain here. So Mashmi is the Chasarn in the Dibur. Tasteish Kin Dibur, not an Amir, that's Kokam, that you have Mashmi La'oznov. Or is it, no, Shaykh, the Amir is a good Amir. It's designed to give in. Besides for the Amir, you also need Mashmi La'oznov. What's the reason why?
Can then also din kavano to be more the kavano says on yom nerom you light it down aloud to be more the kavano because everybody has a sinner. There's the Indian to say aloud that you should be mashmila oznov to also din kavano. So the Mereshit Meishon wanted to even direct that from the Ritzvon. Says in the Gemara, machlokes between Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakhama, whether they have to be mashmila oznov. What's Shema coming from? Mashmila oznov or Shema b'cholash v'hat shemayim? So Rabbi Yosi holds tati Shema mino. You can listen, you can hear, you can learn both of them from this word of Shema. Via Zeh, says Rashi, if you're going to tell me B'chol Lashon Sha'atei Shemea, by faith, you have to be Mashmi Lazma. Because it says B'chol Lashon Sha'atei Shemea. So you have to be Shemea. So you have to be Mashmi Lazma. The Ritzvah says, no, fakir. If you tell me that you have to be Mashmi Lazma, by faith, you have to say in every Lashon Sha'atei Shemea. Why? Because what's it going to help you for you to Mashmi Lazma if you don't understand what you're saying? That's what the Ritzvah says. It has to be. If you tell me you have to be Mashmi Lazma, I'll call you how to say in any language you understand. Because if not, what's the purpose of being Mashmi Lazma? I didn't understand. What do you mean? The reason why you should be Mashmila Aznav is that it should be a din dibur. Even if you don't know what you're saying, it's only considered a dibur. Bokama that you're saying it loud enough, you can hear it. Vice versa, the Ritzvah says there's no shaykh. It's no shaykh that a din is dibur bokal. Not sure a dibur even without it. The whole din is a din. Let's say kavanah that you should forstay what you're saying. If the whole part is you're supposed to Mashmila Aznav, that you should forstay what you're saying. What's it going to help to say in a language that you don't understand? Vice versa, if you have to be Mashmila Aznav, of course you're allowed to be. Shemeh, you're allowed to say Krishna B'chol Lashon Sha'atei Shemeh. Eivazeh, you can say this is totally the Kaf HaChaim Safik. If you understand that the word is the din in the zibur, kokama that you can't hear it, say such can zibur, but if you're by a hafana and the band is playing, it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to actually hear it yourself. Kokama that you're saying it at a decibel which you should normally be able to hear, then it has a din of a zibur. Because punkt over here, you're not letting it, you can't hear it, doesn't have a din of zebra anymore. The din of zebra, the chair doesn't change according to the place that you're sitting. Mashenkin, kokam, that the din is a din in kavano. You need to hear yourself that it should be a din in kavano. So then, what's the difference if you're by a castle? The mice, you can't hear yourself, you don't have the kavano. The chair would be telling you that. And I thought it said to say that Baruch Shem Kvei Machusim Lam Vaid also. You have to be Mashmila Azza by Baruch Shem Kvei Machusim. If it's a din in zebra, say such can zebra, learn out of Shema, that's not considered a zebra kokama, that you don't say it out loud. Then you can say, "Baruch Hashem, Kvayim Achusay Lam Ved." There's no din of a dibur. It's not a pasuk in the Torah, b'chol. So that's what you're supposed to say. Well, who says that you need the same din of a dibur that you need by Krishna? It's not muhas, because we see by brachas also that you're supposed to be mashmila oznav. Mashenkin, if it's a din in kavana, that the way to have kavana is by mashmila oznav, then the chayv by Baruch Hashem, Kvayim Achusay Lam Ved. It's makim, kavana is makim, and remela, you should have to be mashmila oznav. The law of the ma'aser, people are misaying the tipsay chavim next to parsha. Says by Makas Tzardeya, by Yitzhak Moshe El Hashem, Lotter Atzardim, and the Siddur Chum says, what happens by this Makas says by Yitzhak, and no one else says by Yitzhak? He says, because the din is that a person is supposed to be Mashmi Lazam, feel he has to be Mashmi Lazam, and since the Tzardim were making so much noise, so Mila Moshe has to say by Yitzhak Moshe, he has to scream. They should be Mashmi Lazam. That's Mamash Poshe Tzashav, that Nechama you have to hear. People bring it down. Kind of thing that you say in the Stavr that you don't have to, the Divrei Siddur Chum Tzarachim. And that's how Rav Shem Azamah went, and that's where Berkowitz come in the way. It's also Pashas Masavar that you do not have to, as long as you're saying it loud enough that you should be able to hear, normally, that's enough. You don't have to hear. That's the halachas of Samach Beis. Samach Gimel. Leisha B'shas, Kishma V'leishim. So, getting into whether or not I have to stand up when you're sitting down when you're standing up, the Bruce says, it's have gotten hay. Of the Kiddush, it says, "Afilu ima kavana b'adudelsi lasis kibei shaman elu era kavana kedayim afilu hachiyotin." It says, even if the reason why you're getting up before you're saying Shema, it's nothing to do with b'shamay. It's not because you're passing b'shamay. It's not you're falling asleep. Whatever it is, la'era kavana, you're getting up, still tosser. So I thought to say l'chayr that the whole reason is that because it's not muchach. You take what you're doing. That the reason why you're standing up is la'era kavana. So people could be make a toy. So think that it's because of b'shamay. Well, come on, that it's muchach. The guy behind you starts spraying Esrei, right when you're about to say Shema. So you're getting up for that. So everybody sees. That's what Lekar HaKamach says the first. It says if it's Muchas and Echanami, it's not a problem. Or if the way the Arba Shem says, it says people that have ants in their pants. And the kids, Ein Lehem Menucha, he says. The council is sitting up, getting up, sitting down. You see these people all over. This is, they can't sit still. So they sit down, but then they get itchy, so they stand up. It says, that's not a problem. You gotta stand up, it's not a problem. Because the Muchas, me, what you're doing. That's the reason why you're telling me I was going to do with B'Shamay. So how you can say that's Mishnah Berurah's machlokes to that? It's only the Ur HaKavanah. You can't see the reason why he's getting up. That's what the problem is. However, a few sittings later, the Mishnah Berurah said that even on Yom Kippur, Chosidol Yerav Shem Marshal, the Yom Kippur, Kuli Alma Moedim the Shari Lamaid, they know it's Mishnah Berurah. And the Tzvot Sevekah, that's when the Damis Ozlam Allah from Shnikar Indim. There's no Yura, it doesn't look like you're trying to be Machmer, because everybody knows that the reason is, because it's Mitzvot Sevekah, the Damis of Allah. It says Mishnah Berurah. The people got them which I quoted beforehand. Asa is also in this. The chur, even though it's mucha, flashes, even though it's mucha, the chur, you shouldn't stand up right when you get a fishma. The people that have this problem, the chur, according to this Mishnah Berurah, you have the Aruch Hashem to be Samuel. People that can't sit still. But if you have to get up in the middle of Avar Rav. Don't get up in the middle, or in the middle of Vayim Shemaya. Have to. As long as you're not getting up right before Shema, the chur, flashes, it should not be a problem.
At night.
That's because you're coming from Mahalach. Not because you're standing up. In Echnami, to stand up and to sit down is a problem. It's not because you're Mahalach. So what's the difference? Well, I thought it says Mahalach is as I think it did. Mahalach Samazah, you're not supposed to say Pishma Mahalach. Not because it doesn't show that you're doing with Pishma. Even if you're doing, even if the Sam, the regular din of Mahalach is, you're supposed to stop to say Pishma. So over here it says stop to say, the same way Mahalach to standing is not a problem, Mahalach to sitting is not a problem. So the din by Mahalach is, you're supposed to stop, you're not supposed to say Mahalach to say Pishma. Special din by Mahalach. The shayla that the Rebbe wanted to know is what's going to be the people that are not mahalach b'der. The din is if somebody is mahalach b'der, the next halacha about them, somebody's mahalach b'der, or mahalach b'der is right to liquor spiyashma, sarach lamed, and prosecution. Let's say somebody's not mahalach b'der. People like pacing back and forth. So he didn't get up to say shema. He hasn't sat, he didn't sit down the whole davening yet. He came to davening, he stood up the whole time. And now he's pacing back and forth when he gets to Krishma. Is there a din? Is it dafka the chasarin when somebody's mahalach bader? So he's down on the street, so he can't be mahalach, and therefore he has to be aimed. Or even if he's in his shul, he's in his own room, still he's not supposed to pace back and forth. What's the halacha l'maaseh? So Piskei Teshuva himself brought down his mitzayin a few. He doesn't say exactly what the halacha is. He's mitzayin a few maarim famous. They all wanted to say that l'chur it is a chasarin of arai. But he quotes a Chem and Moshe, which I cannot find nicer, but seems to say that out of Kavana, you need it for the Kavana, that it's not a problem. Answer book, which you also wanted to say is Agadir. He said, in a Chanami, Lachar Pashas, Lachar is Asar al Tarai. It's all right to walk back and forth, that's Lachar Arai. He says, well, Kavana, the guy needs it for Kavana, he needs it for Kavana. So then it's not good. Then that's, yeah, it's a turf. Even things which we don't allow for Arai, we'll see, what's that? Even outside? Even if it's Mahalach over there. L'chur is possible to say that. Yeah. I think there are those that say that. If it's going to be more of a tier that you can stop, in a Chanami, then you should do it. There's no Isser, but the Pashas is only L'chathila to give in. You have to do even if you don't stop. Shall it be L'chathila, what should you do? The Allah, which was just mentioned here, that Mishnah Berurah brings down, he says that in Sifkon Yud, he says that from Alicha to Yeshiva is not a problem. The Mela, that's what some of the Ilum is asking. A lot of times it happens by Marav. When you wash your hands, you get a Siddur, by the time you come back, you walk back to your seat and they're getting up to Shema. Can you sit down right now? So this is not a problem. You're going from Alicha to Yeshiva, that's not a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah continues, the Yeshiva, the Karna, the Svina, in the Zarach, Lama, and the Yopal, the Chavan, Hethiv, or Berech, of Allah, Behemi, Yeshiva, and Afraid, and Afraid, and Afraid, Mishnah Berurah wants to say that Nachal Hachmer, like the Taz says that when you're Rechav Mehema, Hagam that you're sitting down, the Lamaisa takes away from Kavana, the Mela, you have to stop the Mehema to say Kriyashma. The Mela, somebody's sitting in a car, if he's a passenger, the car that's no different than the Spino, and you're allowed to sit without, why are you on? Mashenkin, if you're driving, it's for sure, we'll see the Taz and says that a Mehema that you have to stop, for sure if you're driving a car you have to stop. Mehema in the olden days when there wasn't very much traffic was the Halbatar. Nowadays, if you start driving, trying to do mechavan kriyishma while you're driving, not the best move. Pashtus, those Piskei Teshuva is far pshuta. And if the guy's driving, he has to pull over to say kriyishma. Sif Gimel. This is one of the toughest ones. Sif Dalet. Ikra Kavan of the Pasuk Rishon. Hilchusim Karav Lekiv and Liver Pasuk Rishon Yesterday Halacha. Chayzav Akir. The halacha is that a person has to be mechavan of the Pasuk Rishon. People don't know what to be mechavan, when to be mechavan, if you were mechavan, what are you supposed to do? Just the basic. First of all, what is the basic kavana? When you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what's the kavana ha'ma'akid b'di'evi? So Rosh Hashanah says Shema Yisrael. Here Yisrael. It's really talking about Yaakov. And when we say it's referring to Klal Yisrael, Hashem Shu Elokeinu that I'm a kabel all malchusay. He is Hashem Echad. And Rosh Hashanah is meitzef that you also have to say that he's Hashem Echad v'Hashemayim v'Aretz v'Dal Ruchim. That has to be the Kavanah also. According to Makar is the Gemara. Kivan Dam Lichtei Lamayla Lamato Dal Ruchim Kuv Yisrael. But that's the basic. You need that Kavanah also. That means Ramesha speaks out, even though you weren't mechavan when he said Hashem Adonai Kol Hayahu Yehiel, and you weren't mechavan when he said Alakenu Takufu Bala Kirchas Bala Yechayin Eskulo Mashgi Yechayinu Mashiachum Prophet, still you Yitzah. Again, that the Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Hey that by Kriya Shema you are supposed to be mechavan, that's only Lechatchila. But the Eved, if you weren't mechavan, as long as you thought Hashem Shu Alakenu Mechavu O Malchusa is Hashem Echon, that's enough. You Yitzah Yechayin. The shaila is what happens if somebody doesn't know Pirush HaMilim, or he hasn't thought about Pirush HaMilim, but he's mechavan mekabel al machlusa. Is that enough? The ikur mitzvah to mechavan al shemayim. Do you also need Pirush HaMilim, or is that first is not ma'akir? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says in the Chedusha on Daf Yud Gimel, it's really a tshuva. He says that you don't need Pirush HaMilim as long as you're mechavan mekabel al shemayim. That's enough. I think I saw that from Rabbi Yashav also. Pnimi Tzvilo. As long as you're mechavan al shemayim. However, that's not like the Reb Chaim, the famous Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefila. He says, he's talking about Shmoneh Esrei, he's not talking about Kriya Shema, but he says that there's two dinim in Tefila. One is that you're Omed Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the second one is, the first bracha, is that you know Pirush HaMilim. And that's the same halacha, the first bracha as the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Pirush HaMilim is Ma'akir, you have to know Pirush HaMilim. And that's the mashmoneh of the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says in Samach Beis, we saw, he says, שאין לך כל אדם מיצרו שאין ידע שאין לך אדם דזיין ירמוסי שבן יצרו לידע ביר הפוסק הראשון שבקריש לך שהכוון הבא ליקובו So I'm asking that somebody should know the beer of the Pasuk Rishon in Kriya Shema. And let's say it is Masri, as long as it's Mechavim, it's Gavol Shemaim. That's enough. You tell the Rosh that comes, it's just be Mechavim, it's Gavol Shemaim. Even though you don't know what you're saying. Just think to be Mechavim, Hashem. Five days, that's not enough. And you have to know Pirush HaMilim also. And that's what Rabbi told him, so that you need, in Echam, you need both of them. You need Pirush HaMilim, and you need to be Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. Now the Bali Musa say that if, when you're Mekabel Olam HaShemayim, you don't feel any resistance inside your goof, then it means that you weren't really Mekabel Olam HaShemayim. Because there's, how could it be that you're Mekabel Olam HaShemayim, that you're going to be served by Kiddush Hashem, that you won't do anything for Kiddush Baruch Hu, and then the guy can't learn 10 minutes without battling. Can't go, you know? You can't, what do you mean? Kaddish Baruch Hu told me that's what's the top of the mail. Elamai, your body's not 100% showing with the effect of Kabbalah Mal Shemayim. So for example, you don't feel any resistance, it shows the chesaron in Kabbalah Mal Shemayim. So, is that Lamai stuff? So, Ezra Berkowitz, he wasn't saying, sorry, it is Mustafa. He didn't want to tell me if it's Mustafa. But I saw brought down from Chaim Kanievsky that he says Mufurish, says even if it's Belishu Margosha, as long as you have a Kabbalah Shemayim, it's enough. And I tell him Rabbi Yashav also, I don't know if the Kavana was, the way the question was asked, it says like the Balamut, they say you have to do it, so Rabbi Yashav says, Einu Mukhrach. I don't know if the Einu Mukhrach is because the Shaykh to Kabbalah Shemayim even without having resistance, or, no, 100%, it really doesn't have resistance. But if you want to have resistance, no, Farfala, Maskimathan. It sort of seemed like Rabbi Yashav that he was able, you know, Rabbi Yashav told him to down, he goes, yeah, you could have the Kabbalah Shemayim without having the resistance. Pashas, Lecher, Zichr, you have to be Mechavan, you're Kabbalah Shemayim, and without, you're not Mechavan Mitzvah Tadim. Whether or not you have the Dargis, the Richtige Dargis, the basic Kavan you have to have. I saw some once that Rabbi Revolve is one of the Mitzvahs that, Mitzvahs Daraisis that a person has on a daily basis, or even on a weekly basis. Doesn't get them many more than 10. How many Mitzvahs Daraisa does a person have? Tefillin, Tzitzis, Kriyishma, Birchas HaMazon. Not many. Kriyishma, the whole bunch, you have a Mitzvah Daraisa twice a day. You know the basic Kavanah. The Allah of Barashim Kvarim Achus Yilom Ved is also Nichlal in that, which Baruch says. It's also, you're supposed to be Mechavin, Nichlal in the positive region of Barashim Kvarim Achus. What is the Kavan of Barashim, what does it mean Kvarim Achus? So, I saw from Hashem Azamani wants to say that Kvarim Achus means the way that we see the Hanhog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, that's Machshavat Bizu Beiklal. We can't first say what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way that he's Megala himself to us, that's Kvarim Achus. We may have borrowed Shem Kvarim Achus, Lair Lufay. That's our, Chaim Kanyevsky says that all it means is Baruch Shemayim. If you say Baruch Baruch Shemayim, that's what it means. Baruch Shemayim, Baruch Shemayim, Baruch Shemayim. That's all they have to be Mechavet. The way the reason why you say Kvarim Achus is just the Lashon of Kavet to say Kavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The basic Havana is Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekin Hashem Echon, Shema Yisrael Hashem Shuel Lekinu. He's Hashem Echon, Baruch Shemayim. That's enough. Be Mechavet to get your Chiv there. One more nekuda here that the Mishnah Berurah says, he's mechadish. He says, "Afilu im kodim shehiska likris nisgav lekayim be'akriyam mitzvah to say the kriyishma mikol mokam kol shebe'emtsa upon a libra ledvar machirim harilekibu olav omok shamayim b'askamas alif." Mishnah Berurah says, if you start thinking about your breakfast in the middle of saying Shema, then you have nothing mekab olav shamayim and you're not yitzer, and you have to say Shema again. The makar for this is the Rajbo. The Beit Yitzchak brings it down. He quotes it over here in the Sharatim. Mukha of Beit Yitzchak b'shem Rajbo. The Rajbo says in Mefurish that in Bracha Rishon of Shmoneh Esrei in the Pasuk Rishon of Kriyas Shema, you cannot be mefana libo ledavar acher. Kedei lekabel amol shemayim. If you look at the Bir Alachan Siman Kuf Aleph, he clears. Let's say somebody in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, the first Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. He has kavana when he says Baruch Atah Hashem. Then he stops, thinks about what he's going to have for breakfast. Then he says the Kingdom of the Kehav and Kehav. He goes back to saying Shmoneh Esrei. He's mechavan for the word. In other words, there was never a point that he's saying the words of Shmoneh Esrei without being mechavan. But in between the words, he's finally with the davar acher. Finally with the davar acher. Is he yitzer? He's up there with tarachim ledino. He doesn't know. So I'm sure maybe he's not yitzer. Over here, he says kipshutai. He says kol shepanal libel edvar machim like yivam shemay maskamas leiv. He doesn't even clear. Sorry, the pashas is because over here to daraisa, over there to darabanan, that's tefila. Here to daraisa. No, so another thing, over there it's tefillah, the Allah is the first one is mechavan the first bracha, it doesn't go back. Because you didn't mechavan the first time, you weren't mechavan the second time. It's just going to be levatala. Hashem ki mashma, worse than worse, you weren't mechavan, all you did is you said a pasuk. So you should go back. Before Pasha, that's why the Mishnah Berurah over here says that you're not eating yachiv if you're talking about something else. Take a poll to see if anybody was ever masking in the middle of Shema. To think about something else. You said Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael. What was I going to do last night? What did I forget to do? It doesn't have to be that it's in the. As long as you stop in the middle of being mekabel all of Shemaim, then in Mechanami, you finally leave the Dvar Machir. The Shaila is what's Lamaisa? The Ramaisa says that that's not what the Rajma is talking about. He says that the Rajma is talking about when you're Mafana Libay, when you're reading the word. If in between the words, this is in if when you're reading the words you think of the Kavana, and just in between the words you think about something else, that's not a problem. I mean, the Chachilah Zechir shouldn't do that. That you haven't been Mafir Yechir of Kriyas Shema. That's when you're saying the word and you think about something else, that's when it's a problem.
You just said right now, when Rashi was talking about the between.
How do you know that? That's what Mishnah Berurah is learning. That's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah is learning. The Mishnah Berurah is learning that even if we're Machavim for every word, just in between the words, you thought about something else, it's a problem. The Mishnah says, no, it's only when you're thinking about something else when you're reading the words, that's when it's a problem. And Rosh Hashanah almost at a time now that it's I saw that the same thing like Rashi says itself in Rosh Hashanah. He says also Levan Chelik Gimel Chof Gimel I think Chavalas that it's after when it's in between the when you say the words that's when it's a problem. Rosh Hashanah said he's talking about Shmoneh Esrei and Elisha Shlema. He says Mashakasa Mishnah Berurah from Chumra Gedayu. And they write over there that he says the Lihuksha Hadavar Admoi. He says people say that they can be mechavan during the first bracha Shmoneh Esrei. He says for him it was very shvair to go the entire the whole first bracha without thinking about anything else. I think Rosh Hashanah is not passionate about anything about something else. It wasn't our breakfast. But it says that the Chur, the Hukshadavar Admari. That's what work was. What do you do, Lamayim? So he said that in a Chanam, in a Chachilu, you should be Zohar in this, not to think about something else. He said that if a Makshava came, Lamayim, into your mouth, into your mind, without thinking specifically about it, so then, my Havalei Nameva, what should we do? So what does that mean, my Havalei Nameva? What do you mean? You weren't Yezir Chiv. So I think what he means is, the Pashtus is that you weren't Mafana Libel Adavar Acher. The whole concern is when you're Mafana Bikavana Libel Adavar Acher. You can't say you're Makab Alom Shemayim if in the middle of your Kabbalah Alom Shemayim, this time you're going to start thinking about what are you going to do after you're davening. What are you going to eat for breakfast? A Kol Kama that you're trying to be Makab Alom Shemayim. And just, you can't concentrate so much. So, Fata Ayin and Kappa, Alom Shemayim, that's something else. That's not a problem. And in a Chanami, you're eating your kids. Big saver. Mr. Brewer says, "Kan Yudal." He says, "Let's say somebody wasn't mechaven. What's he supposed to do?" So he says, "It depends where he's holding." If he's holding in the first parasha, to go back to the beginning and say Shema, the parasha from the beginning. Let's say you're holding in the middle of Vayim Shemaya. Let's say you're holding in between Visharecha and Vayim Shemaya, or like that. You still go back to the beginning, or if you're holding. Right before Vayomer, you go back to the beginning, and you could say Shema Kol Yisrael. You go back to Vayomer. In other words, the Seder Parsha is some Akif. So you always have to say a whole Parsha. That way, the Parsha shouldn't be the Mafreya. But the Seder Parsha is some Akif. The Mele is up there in the middle of Vayomer Shemaya, and you realize you weren't Mechavin. So go all the way till the end of before Vayomer, till you hit Vayomer. Go back and say the first Parsha, and then go back to Vayomer. That way, the Parshas won't be. Even though the parshas are out of order, but the psukim won't be shleik decision. However, if you look in Siman Tamach Dalet, the Bi'ur Halacha brings down from the Gurin that Agam, that the Rambam says that the parshas could be out of order, and you Yetzir Chiyuv, it's only when the psukim are out of order that the problem will. However, the Gurin is Madayim from the Tesefta, that Bi'ur Abon and Yetzir Chiyuv, Kokam that the parshas are out of order. So, L'chur L'fi that, in Echanami, if you realize you weren't Mechavin, you should go back to, no matter where you're holding in Shema, you should go back to the beginning, and start from the beginning and say the whole thing again. And that's what Rukwit says, you should do Mamaisa. So Vait, he said, that even if it means you're going to miss Tzila B'tzibur, you should go back from the beginning and say the whole thing, Allah Tzibur. L'chur the Cheshbon is glass, according to this Gerim, you're not your Chiv of Kriyashma, which is Mitzvah Daraita. Especially if you're Mavkiyah, the Daraita, the Darabonim. Zichar Maila to have your Kriyashma than to have your Tfilah B'tzibur. So Maila, you have to go back to the beginning of Kriyashma and say the whole Kriyashma from the beginning.
Can't finish just to catch Tfilah
and go after Shmona. So you could. You're not going to miss this man. You're not going to miss this man 100%. I have to ask him about Baruch Shem Kfar Mechus Elam Vod. Let's say somebody didn't say Baruch Shem Kfar Mechus Elam Vod. This is Machodis and Mishabru. What should he do? So we wanted to find out that you should go back to the beginning and say the whole thing. He says the question is exactly at what expense. Does that mean if you can miss Shema Nesher B'tzibur, should you go back? I'm sure. He said, in Echanami, that Kokama, that you're not going to miss this man, so then just go straight and say the Shema afterwards. Say after Shema, after Shema Nesher. So Chur, you could do that over here also. Kokama, that you can miss this man, then you have to go back and you have to say the whole Shema from the beginning to the end. So maybe let's do this. I asked him, what's going to be if somebody says Vayomer? He says all the way to the end. Hashem lekeichem emes. He goes, ay, vay, what's machavim? Vayishma. Is he allowed to go back to just say one parasha? Is it just the first parasha? The Chari is already holding the middle of emes v'yasif. It's not like he's in the middle of Shema anymore. So he said, well, according to what we just said before, he says you should go back and say the whole entire Shema again. And the Chanami. Go back, he said Hashem lekeichem emes. Start again. Shema yisrael Hashem lekeichem Hashem lekeichem. Go all the way to the end. Start over again. Yeah, just be machavim the first time. Big kisser. Sivvav, akari kriyashma, la yirmen veinav, la yikus kisvasav, la yirabet, la yarabet kvaitav. La parash rishin shikri kawomach shamayim, nesh yinirik apir aragayim. The Bi'aralach is mitzayim, that even though there's an issue to be pir aragayim, to make any, to be maramas with anything, he's mitzayim that Shari Shuvah says, when it gets to Shmina Esrei, in Simen Kuf Dalet, and he says the same thing applies to Shema, if there's something which is taking away from your kavana, is being mafriya your kavana, then you're allowed to be maram. Somebody's doing something dangerous in the middle of Shema and you can't concentrate because you're busy watching what he's doing, you're allowed to, you know, be maram instead of stop in the middle. Chur, because it's a terech kavana. The kokam that is not is a terech kavana. Even if it's a terech or mitzvah, Mishabur brings down here, even if it's a terech or mitzvah, it's asr. Kum Teres Tacharim if you did, like Shem Azal, it's on the Shlema, you're not allowed to give tzedakah in the middle of the first parasha of Shemini Esrei. If older man passes by, they say v'tokum, you're not allowed to get up for him. Masi Brokal, other people say that is the number of people I saw said that to get up for Bnei Seva Tokum is also in the first parasha. Hagam that it's a mitzvah, b'lacharyo. It's Kikuri Aaron. May l'chor also to read one of these pages that's one of the Torah pages that's around, or one of these, or safer while you're. L'chor is Zikr also, even during the first parasha Shema. I saw that the stuff of the Shulchan that came out in Parshas Yigash had all the things Haftaka when he gave it to Kriyishma. They go through a long Shtek HaTorah and get to getting up in the middle, getting up for a Zafik in the middle. And so for them, the Asnati brings down Lacham Kineski said Rishim Nechazanish. The Chazanish says that you have to get up for a Zafik even in the middle of the first Pasuk Shema. I didn't understand where that comes from besides the fact that Lacham is also as Arai, but you're also writing the Mitzvah Patum the Mitzvah. Then what's the makar? Is their eyes are closed if they what? You should cover that turn in the middle of the first pasuk. First pasuk. So in the first pasuk. What's the pshat? Not all set. I'll take you to mitzvah. It's all right. Lachari, you have problems. Do anything to Meramis? It's Meramis. Yarebet Sweso. That is Simin Samach Gimel. Simin Samach Dalet is the halachas of Tovi. It's basically the same halachas. Halacha is that if you're misupik where you're holding, so you always go back to the pasuk that your vada said last. Misupik in the first parasha, in the second parasha, go back to the first parasha. Misupik in the first mechazasim, the second mechazasim, go back to the first mechazasim. That's Mishnah Berurah. Puts the shari tshuva. Puts the man on Mordechai. That if you said l'man yirbi yumeichem, so you could presume nirchinoket v'azel that you hold him in the second mechazasim. However, if you look around and you see that the people around you are all holding by the first mechazasim, So then, you go back to the agamet. We don't say sir chanokat v'azon. You go back to where everybody is around him. If you look at the man of Mordechai, he's more at this point that Rav Bennett just made. He's moistif at the end. He says v'kol echad yochel l'shar zevik kriyosin. L'chori means like the Kavachayim says. The Kavachayim says you know that you eat slower than everybody else. So you're holding by the first. You're not sure which mechazasim you're holding by. And you see that the chazan is holding by the second mechazasim, you know that you're always slower than the chazan. So of course you can't tell by the chazan. 100%. It's just generally, if you know that you go with the flow, then you could be mishar. Zikr, if you know that you don't go with the flow, you go faster than the flow, then you have to. Then we go with the regular adamin halachas of tzirchei nogel. That's the halachas of samach dalet. Really holding by samach vav. I don't know if anybody saw samach vav. Anybody that's not interested in hearing samach vav can leave with pleasure. They don't have to feel around. Just basic a few kolam, not going to get into too much. Maybe I'll just say the kolam, just not to get into the nitty gritty, because I don't know if anyone saw it. Just a basic kolam of hefsek in the middle of kriyishma. What you're allowed to be mastic in the middle of Birchas kriyishma, what you're not allowed to be mastic. Not going to get into each Mishnah Berurah. The actual halacha that the Shulchan Aruch brings down, that Meishim, Bein Afrachim Shalom, B'Shalom Adam Nech, B'Adam Meishim Shalom, B'Choladam, B'Chol Na Negev, Mishnah Berurah says nowadays, because in our shuls we do not say shalom to somebody in the middle of shul. And the mela is up there, chalila lishol elahashim leibin afrokim leibin psuki lezimru. Not even being afrokim, you can't answer nothing. We don't do this anymore. So come to you, but to come out, half of the sim is not again, shul is first tip. It is again a few different places, like we'll see. The Bir Alacha quotes a few. The Bir Alacha says, if a guy asks you, so then you're allowed to answer, or last the moment you're allowed to answer, you're allowed to be mafsik. We'll see Dover Shabbatushi allowed to be Mafik, because it's also considered a Meshuv Pnei HaKavod. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down later on that if a Gabbai asks you your name also, even if it's not a Dover Shabbatushi, if you've got your name, you're allowed to answer. Just for what you're allowed to be Mafik and what you're not allowed to be Mafik, the Tumasakin Alachas, if it's Be'emtza Aperik. Be'emtza Aperik means that you're not Ben Aprokim. means that you're not in between the first bracha and the second bracha and the second bracha shema, between the parashas, any other place that you're holding a bracha kriya shema, so then you're allowed to enter kaddish, which means amein yesh merabo and amein avdam yirom ba'homo. You're allowed to enter kedusha, which means kaddish 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 and baruch beit Hashem and kremay. You're allowed to enter baruchu, baruch Hashem v'erach v'lavoy. You're allowed to say moedim anach nuloch, and that's it, by moedim derabonim. You're allowed to say amein on hakeel kaddish and Shemei Atmila, and in Moshe's Moisef, you're allowed to say Amen on the Brach of the Kehanim. Not on the Brach that they make the Brach of the Moisef Be'avah, but on Yerach Hashem Yishmerecho, there you have a Chiv, more than a Kehel HaKadosh, he says. He's Mechal should be that, if a guy starts Shemei Nesai, he's not going to be able to get up to that Amen, he's not going to start Shemei Nesai, he's not going to be able to answer those Amen, so it's even more common than a Kehel HaKadosh. So those three Amen, Kehel HaKadosh, Shemei Atmila, and you start with the tzibur. With the tzibur, you laugh. With the tzibur, you're good to do. You're allowed to say berachas atzeret if they call you for an aliyah. If there's no balkari, you're allowed to even read. You're allowed to be the balkari. If the gabbai asks you because he forgot your name, you're even allowed to enter your name. This is all b'emtza parak that I answer. And you're allowed to put on tefillin if it's b'emtza kriyashma or emes v'yatsif. However, the Mishnah says, if you're going to put in your tefillin, the middle of Krishma, between the Emes Yassif, then only make the first bracha. Only say the first bracha of Laniach Tefillin, don't say the second bracha, don't say Baruch Shem, also say the long path. And all these, kokama that you're able to get up to a parak, or at the end of an Indian, b'chari you should do that. But even if you can't, you let it stop in the middle. That's Ben Taparak. Ben Aprakim, the halacha is, you let it even be mutter l'satif b'talisoy, you let it put in your talit, you let it put in your tefillin, and make a bracha, even if it's between Yitzhar and Avarabo. You're allowed to make a bracha on thunder. You're allowed to say amen on shah brachas.
Should make a bracha on thunder? The
thunder
is like a brachas. Is it for a bracha? Mr. Brewer
says. Ben Afrok. Ben Afrok, let's listen. What's that? Can you stand up? Why not? Middle Shema. Yeah, someone that is in the middle, it's not a problem. What's that? Smukha is the reason why you're standing up. So also, you have standing up before him. It's in the middle. It's in the middle of Shema. It's not a problem. You're not standing up before Shema. It's in the middle of Shema. The middle of Shema is not a problem. However, between Ava Rava and Shema Yisrael, Hagam that is Ben Aprakim, the only Amen that you should answer, Hagam that because Ben Aprakim is not an answer Amen on any bracha. However, between Ava Rava and Shema, the only Amen that you should answer on is the Amen on Ava Rava. And Asher Yotza, Mishnah Berurah says, Yitol Yodov, Nevarch, Lachar Tila Yevarch. Especially even if you're going to miss the suffix, if you're going to miss, maybe you're going to have to use the bathroom again by the time you finish davening. If you're going to miss your Asher Yotza, still. So the bracha is different than Berachas Zerim, one on thunder, that you might miss it. So you're not supposed to make the bracha. That's going to get to Ben Taparak and Ben Aprakim. And the Chivas, the next halacha, Smichas Gula Tfilo, just a kolon. The halacha is, you have to be Semich Gula Tfilo B'Shachret and B'Marav. B'Shachret, you're not supposed to be Masik, even B'Shiyo Ba'alma, which means Yisim B'Shiyo Dibri, you're not supposed to be Masik. However, you're allowed to answer Amen on Gal Yisrael, or put on your tefillin without a bracha. Basically, the only two things that you're allowed to be masked for in between Gula and Tfilo. However, the Shabbos, which is a topic whether or not you have the Chiv B'Semach Gula and Tfilo, there you're allowed to answer Shabbos Shabdusha, Baruch Hu, all those things that we said beforehand. Anything which is Zavr Shabdusha, you'd be able to allow to be answered also like the B'Yaracha Tzim Tzavalas. And when you get to Marek, the halacha is that you don't have to be B'Semach Gula and Tfilo. If you come to Shul and the Olam is holding by Shemay Nesri already, you don't have to be Semech Gula Tfilo, you just say Shemay Nesri with the Olam and you say the Berachas afterwards. Hagam the Pashachas, Yad Achiv, and even if you're going to miss Tfilo B'Tzibur, you have to be Semech Gula Tfilo, by Marav, the Tata Lacha, and the Iker is to Tfilo B'Tzibur, and you don't need Semechas Gula Tfilo. Bez Hashem, we're starting the third parak today, and what happens? We're Bez Hashem trying to get to the end of this week. Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. It's about a lot of Agarata in between. Don't get bogged down on Agarata. I got that there's a lot of Russian Benyena. Lacher should not be a problem to finish. And just one other Nakuda that the Rebbe wanted to bring up. I don't know if the Rebbe noticed that there's been a lack of seats recently. So, though it's not Gishmak for me to say, and I have no interest in saying in being Machai with it, but since there are not enough seats, some of the Ilum thought that maybe that whoever's there by 4 o'clock has a seat, and if not, we'll go to may the best man win, and whoever comes first will get the seat. Just because there's not enough seats. I mean, if anybody has any other ASA, we're more than willing to hear, but if this will also help people come on time, then if it will also help people come on time, then we'll be able to finish the Hesbeth, Kidivoy. Okay.